This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
What? Another whole week has gone by? Well, maybe this week has gone by slowly for you. But the older I get, the faster the weeks and the years seem to go by. I hope you can put everything else aside for the next, 30 minutes or so. We'd like to fill those minutes with lots of good things to hear. Music, a visit in Company Corner, and of course, a story. It's another exciting one with lots of action. It's called The Rescue. Before we get to the story, of course, we want to have some good music. Let's start with a song that many of you know based on the best-known verse in the Bible. What do you think that verse is? Well, let's say it together. What is it? Oh, John 3:16, of course. Ready? Let's quote it together.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Did you know that the song based on that verse has more than just one verse to it? Cousins, how about singing all three verses of For God so loved the world? Now, we believe that Jesus is God. And so when we say that God so loved the world, we can say that Jesus loves the world. And that includes boys and girls. 6-year-old Carl has another old-timer for us. Jesus loves the little children. And you know what? He wants to quote John 3:16, too.
Jesus calls the children dear. Come to me, ye never fear. For I love the little children of the world. By the hand, lead you to the better land, for I love the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all his children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus gave his life for me. He died on Calvary, for he loved the little children of the world. If I put my trust in him, he'll deliver me from sin, for he died for all his children of the world. Jesus died for all his children, all his children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus died for all his children of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16.
Since Jesus loves us, we should love him. Oh, do I like the song Melissa has for us today, and I think you will too. The title has just three little words, I love you.
And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. 1 John 4, verse 16.
Oh, thank you, Melissa, for that beautiful prayer song. And let's just take time right now to bow our heads together and let's pray, okay?
Pray for me when you talk to the Lord above. When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
Lord Jesus, we do want to pause just now to tell you that we love you. Help us not to love you just for the things you do for us and give to us, but help us to love you for who you are, our great and wonderful God. Today I pray for each one who is listening. I pray for those who are sick. I pray for those who have had some real hard times in their family. I pray that you will be with them and help them to be able to realize that you are in control and that you do love them. In Jesus' name, amen.
When you pray, remember me in your prayer.
And one of these days, perhaps very soon, we are going to be with Jesus in heaven for all eternity. That's what our second cousin song is all about. Listen.
I will meet you in the morning, just inside the Easter gate. Then be ready, faithful pilgrim, lest with you it be too late.
I will meet you in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning.
blessed, happy meeting, just inside the eastern gate.
I will
meet you in the morning. Meet you in the morning, just inside the eastern gate, over there, over there.
I will
meet you in the morning.
I will
meet you in the morning. I will meet you in the morning, over there, over there.
And now, let's take time for Company Corner. And today's visitor in Company Corner is 7 years old. Her name is Lisa, and her sister, Janie, sings in our choir. Now, Lisa has kind of a modern version of an old song that many of us sang years ago when we were little, The Wise Man and the Foolish Man. The song is called Sandyland. But before the song, Lisa has some good verses, a story right from the Bible. Listen.
Matthew 7:24-25. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Don't build your house on the sandy land. Don't build it too near the shore. Well, it might look kinda nice, but you'll have to build it twice, so you'll have to build your house once more. Don't build your house on the sandy land. Don't build it too near the shore. Well, it might look kinda nice, but you'll have to build it twice, so you'll have to build your house once more. You gotta build your house upon a rock. Make a firm foundation on that solid spot. Well, the storms may come and go, but the peace of God you will know. Don't build your house on the sandy land. Don't build it too near the shore. Well, it might look kinda nice, but you'll have to build it twice, so you'll have to build your house once more. Well, it might look kinda nice, but you'll have to build it twice, so you'll have to build your house once more.
Well, thank you, Lisa, for that bright song. And it is important that we build our lives upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the best foundation that we can ever build our lives on. And of course, the more we read about the Lord Jesus, the more we study about what he has had to say to us in his word, the more we'll know how to live. That's one reason why we have published a 10-lesson Bible course called Search the Scriptures. Many of you have taken it, some of you haven't. If you'd like to see the first lesson, see if you'd like to take it, I'll be glad to send it to you. You fill in the blanks and send it back to us, and we send the next 3 lessons and so forth. And when you complete all 10 lessons, we send you a nice certificate. So if you'd like the first lesson of our Bible course, just write and ask for it, all right? And when you write, remember we're here to help. If you have a problem or a prayer request, you be sure to share that. I'm Uncle Charlie, and you can write to me at Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Our story today is called The Rescue. It has to do with the importance of our sharing our faith in Jesus Christ with others. Boy, that's sometimes hard to do. Where is it hardest for you to be a witness? At home? In the neighborhood? How about at school? Now, I think most Christian kids would agree that school is one of the hardest places to witness, whether you go to a public school or even to a Christian school. And, of course, many of our listeners are homeschooled. I think even you would agree that your schoolroom, which is your home, is a hard place to be the kind of witness for Christ you ought to be. For all of you who have a problem being a good witness, especially at school, our cousins are singing a song before the story that tells us more about this. It's called Central High. Listen to these good words.
It's easy to tell them about the love of my Jesus. It's easy to witness and testify. I'll gladly tell it at the corner of Main Street. Any place, Lord, but a Central High. For there my lips just freeze and the kids all tease.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Dean Kelly, is adapted from a true story and is entitled The Rescue. Let's try this little inlet here, Mark. Fish aren't biting as well as I thought they'd be tonight. From reports I've been hearing, they should be jumping at our bait.
Okay, Dad.
Let's see. We get a hook out here on line. A little bait. Hey, you know something, son? You've been awfully quiet tonight. Anything bothering you besides the fish not biting?
No, I'm okay. Well, yes, Dad. I have been doing a lot of thinking.
Well, is there anything I can help you with? That's what I'm here for, you know.
Well, I don't know if you can help me or not. I don't know if I need help or not. Dad, you know Mr. Timmons, my Sunday school teacher? Well, he's been doing a lot of talking lately about how we should be telling others about Jesus.
That doesn't sound exactly like a problem to me. We are to use every opportunity we have to tell the people that Jesus wants to save them.
Yeah, I know. And it may not be a problem to you, Dad, but it is one for me. I just can't talk to anyone. I've tried, but I get all embarrassed. I'm afraid the kids will get mad at me or laugh at me or something. Dad, I just can't do it.
Well, you know, Mark.
Dad, do you hear that? Someone is calling for help. It's in that direction over there.
Reel your line in quickly, son. Somebody's in trouble. Then you can turn on the running light while I get this motor started. We'll head towards the sound. It's too dark to see them from here.
Hurry, Dad. I think I hear a little kid crying.
Hello out there. We can't see you. Do you have a light on your boat?
Hello. Help. We're trying to make it to the island, but our boat
Well, hold on to the side of the boat. We're coming. Mark, shine this flashlight out in that direction so the people will see that we're coming. Let me know the minute you see anyone.
Over here to your left. Over here. Hurry.
Sounds like we're getting close. Oh, I can see them. Dad, a little more to the left.
Oh, good eye, son. I see them now, too. We'll reach them soon. Mark and his dad could see a man, a woman, a small child in a life preserver. They were hanging on to their overturned boat. Dad realized that the small fishing boat would not be big enough to carry everyone. Hand me the child.
Okay, here he is. You got him?
Yes, now our boat's too small to take the rest of you. Hold on to the sides of your boat or ours. I'll call to shore to see if someone in one of the cottages can hear us and bring a bigger boat. Hello? Hello on shore? Can anyone hear me?
Hello? I can hear you. What's happening out there? Do you need help?
A boat is overturned. Get someone to bring a pontoon boat and some blankets. We need help.
I'm on my way.
Will these people make it, Dad? Will we be able to save them?
I think so, Mark. Hey, I hear the pontoon boat coming. Yeah, it's almost here.
I can see it. I'll pull alongside you.
All right. You're just about there. All right, that's good. Now, cut the motor. Cut your motor. Good. Good. Now, here. Take the child. Wrap him in a blanket.
Oh, help me, Dad.
All right, here, take my hand. We'll help pull you up. Oh, there you go. Easy now. That's it. There, you'll be fine. Mark, let me help you over onto the pontoon boat. There, don't get too close to the edge, son.
That's everybody.
Okay.
If you'll give me a hand, I can climb on.
Okay.
Oh, how can I ever thank you folks? If you hadn't been here and hurt us, I hate to think what might have happened.
Hey, no thanks needed, my friend. I'm just glad that we were out fishing. Well, let's get you back onto our boat, Mark, so these folks can be taken to shore. Well, son, we've had quite an evening. It's good to be back at our fishing. Hey, I'm really proud of you. You didn't get upset, and you were a big help.
Thanks, Dad. But I was really scared.
Me too.
They could have drowned. They must have overturned before they could get the life preservers
out. It is frightening. Hey, I'm wondering, you know, back there in the cove, when we heard the cries for help, what if we decided not to help those poor people? What if we decided that we might get embarrassed if we did, or that they might make fun of us and not want our help?
I know what you're talking about. You're remembering what I was saying about not wanting to talk to anyone about Jesus, aren't you?
Yep, I am, Mark. You know, this family who had capsized in the lake, they could have drowned. And your friends who don't have Jesus living in their hearts and lives, they could be lost forever. We can't let something like that happen just because we're embarrassed or afraid.
But these people were calling for help.
Mm.
None of my friends have asked for my help.
Oh, that may be true. That may be true. But if we had seen them and they hadn't been calling, what do you think we would have done?
Well, we would have helped them anyway.
That's right.
I see what you mean. We do have to tell our friends about Jesus, don't we, Dad? Just like we had to help this family.
That's right, son.
We shouldn't think about how we feel. We should think about the fact that they're lost.
That's right, son. That's right. We have that responsibility because, hey, someone told us about Jesus.
Tomorrow I'm going to tell Mr. Timmons about what happened here tonight. And when I go back to school on Monday, I've got some rescue work to do.
Good. Boys and girls, the family in this story was rescued because Mark and his dad were willing to do whatever they could to save them from drowning. Remember that your friends who don't have Jesus in their hearts are just as lost. John 3:16 says that whoever believes on him, Jesus, shall not perish. Anyone who does not believe on God's Son and accept him as their Savior will perish. Now, to perish means to be eternally lost, to spend eternity forever away from God. That's right, forever. Now, who could you talk to today about Jesus?
Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk of his love. Let's talk about Jesus and heaven above. Let's go about living for Jesus alone. Let's talk about Jesus and live in his word. For things of soul abide my heart, and love that's all through me. And may I humbly do my part to win that soul for thee. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk of his love. Let's talk about Jesus and heaven above. Let's go about living for Jesus the Lord. Let's talk about Jesus and live in his word.
Well, time's up for today's visit. I hope you enjoyed the music and also the story. It was exciting, but also it had a good lesson. It is important that we share what we believe about Jesus Christ with those around us. Now, of course, we cannot share what we do not have. So, boys and girls, let me ask you, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior? Have you invited him to come into your heart and life? If you have, then you have a real responsibility to share the good news with others, to your friends at school, in the neighborhood, and yes, even at home. Well, I'd like to hear from you this week. If you have a problem or a prayer request you'd like to share, you be sure to write. We're here to help in any way we can. I'm Uncle Charlie, and you can write to me at Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now. Thanks for listening.